We are talking with Brittany Henry, Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, about, well, National Travel and Tourism Week is this week, May 1st through the 7th, and there's a local event coming up. Tell me about what's happening.
Well, first I would like to kind of begin with how National Travel and Tourism Week began. It was actually established by a congressional resolution in 1983, which for us, we became a corporation in 1984. And we recently started celebrating National Travel and Tourism Week in 2014. And we started on a very small scale the last 2 years. We just did a mayoral proclamation. And last year, we added in our passport, be a tourist in your own hometown. And this year, we decided we wanted to add, a couple more things. And hopefully, in years to come, we'll be able to expand on everything. So we're actually kicking off on May 1st our passport announcement, which obviously we're going to be talking about it now. But we're going to be doing our second annual Be a Tourist in Your Hometown. And it's a passport that's going to be available in our office. And it will also be available at our lodging facilities, and then also at the Governor Duncan Mansion, Woodlawn Farm, Blessings on State Bed and Breakfast will have them. You can also get them at David Starn Art Gallery, and you can, let's see, I think I might have some at the Chamber as well, so I apologize. I said I didn't have my list in front of me. But anyway, with this passport, what we are trying to create here is awareness of National Travel and Tourism Week, and we want everyone in our town to be a tourist, and we're going to extend this promotion from May 1st to June 30th because some of our attractions do not have set hours until Memorial Day, so we want to make sure that it gives everyone a chance to get out, you know, and celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week, but we're going to kind of celebrate with the passport, you know, for 2 months. Last year, visitors spent more than $45.81 million on tourism just in our area. And so those people are lodging, they're dining, they're shopping, they're fueling up, they're exploring our arts, our history, education, and they make a huge impact, you know, for our community. And so by creating this passport, we want everyone to come out and just feel what they feel and do what they do, you know, while they're here in town. Our lodging facilities are open, you know, 24 hours a day. So that's one reason why we have all the sites on there. And a lot of the sites have changed. When you go into Knight's Inn, many remember it as Black Hawk. And so when you walk into Knight's Inn, it's been remodeled inside. And so I want to get people in the front door to see these changes because as locals, we don't typically stay in our lodging facilities. And I think the community is just as much as an ambassador for tourism as I am. And we want them to be able to talk about our properties and our attractions when they have friends or family that are coming into town. So that's kind of the first thing we're starting with. And when you complete your passport, you can turn it back into the Convention and Visitors Bureau for a chance to win a $100 chamber check. And we also have a fun little extra credit section as well. The Looking for Lincoln sites are not staffed. So we have a fill-in-the-blank that if you tour all the Looking for Lincoln sites, you're able to complete that area. You have a chance to win a pool party from the Hampton Inn. And we've got 10 sites and hotels, you know, that's everyone included. And when you go, you will get a stamp from each site if they are open. If they are not open, we have a fun fact card that is outside of the attraction on their windows that you have to write that fun fact in that box so that we know that you came. And the fun fact has changed from last year, so it's not going to be the same fun fact it was from last year. So for those that completed it, are still going to have to go back out to these sites and check them out again.
All right. Wow, that's quite a bit that's happening next week, then.
It's a lot for that one. And then on May 2nd, I'm going to be, I've invited our city officials and our county officials to join us at our lodging facilities, and we are going to take some site tours. And again, you know, just creating the awareness of the changes that have happened in our hotels. The new changes, we've got some that are, you know, right now they're getting all new beds for their hotels. We've got some that have done a complete remodel from top to bottom. We've got one that you know, has changed names and has an elevator, you know, that they probably didn't even know existed, that had to be put in when they changed over to a flag hotel. So there's tons of changes, and it's exciting. The day that we picked will be a busy day. We've been, the lodging facilities have been practically sold out Sundays through Thursdays. We've had tons of stuff going on in the area lately. So I thought it would be nice for our officials to see, you know, the parking lots full, you know, see some of the guests having breakfast, and maybe even give them a chance to talk to them to see why they're in Jacksonville and what they're doing. So again, we're going to do that on May 2nd. And then on May 3rd, we adopted a new thing last year. We have to take care of our Looking for Lincoln wayside exhibits. And part of that is we take care of them by cleaning them. And it used to be in years past I would go around, you know, and clean them. And we partnered with 8 Points Charter 1 year, and the students did some volunteer hours and helped me with those signs. And last year, we worked with the Hampton Inn. They do a Hampton Cares project for the month of May. And we decided that every year during Tourism Week, Michelle Foreman and her staff and myself would go around and take care of these signs. And when we do that, we're looking for, you know, deterioration, make sure there's no vandalism to these signs. A lot of these wayside exhibits are still under warranty, so if there's anything that needs to be reported on them, that we can get them fixed so they're up to par when our tourists do come see them in the community. So we'll be doing that on May 3rd, so you might see a lot of us running around in the National Travel and Tourism color red. Mm-hmm. We'll be wearing red shirts that day, cleaning the signs. So if you see us, you can either come out and help us, or you could just come, you know, say hi. And then the final event that we're going to be doing is on May 5th. We're going to be hosting a business after hours with the Chamber of Commerce. And we're very excited about this because last year and the year before, we did just a small breakfast down here at our office, and the mayor always did a mayoral proclamation for Tourism Week. And this year, he's going to continue to do that, but we're going to do it at 5 o'clock on May 5th. And the event runs from 4:30 to 6:30. And shortly after the mayoral proclamation, we're going to be giving away our second annual Friend of Tourism Award. Last year is the first year we picked up on this, and our recipient was Ron Gray for his many years of service to General Grierson Days. So we couldn't be happier to give him that award last year and to be the first of this award to come. And this year, I can't share the details of who's receiving the award because it's going to be a surprise, but I think many people will be very, very surprised and very excited for the recipient that's going to be receiving that award. We ask that, you know, it's open to the public. So, you know, 4:30 to 6:30, you know, we're going to have some music. We'll have some light hors d'oeuvres, some refreshments. We're also going to have the Morton County Historical Society will have a couple people staffed across the street at the old post office, and we're going to let people kind of peek their head in and take a sneak peek as to some of the work that's been done on that building in hopes that we can show people the work that's been done on the old post office, because one day we're hoping it's going to house a museum that we've been trying to work on for many years.
All right. So in the summation, you guys are going to be busy next week.
We're going to be very busy, and like I said, you know, we just want to share the power of our industry, you know, with the community and spread the message on how important, you know, the tourism market is for our area. And you know, it's my pleasure to announce that, you know, we're going to be continuing this each year, and each year we hope to add to it and make sure that everybody in our area is aware, you know, of travel and tourism, you know, not just for people outside of that 50-mile radius, but for people locally as well.
Did you mention the sneak peek of the old post office?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just making sure I missed that.
just a sneak peek. So we're very excited about it, and I just think, you know, it's time. I know there's you know, the group's wanting to try to move forward on some things, and, you know, you drive past that building all the time, and you just don't know what's going on in there, and so we thought, as long as we have some representatives there that can maybe answer some questions as, you know, to the work that's been done, and for what the future holds for the building as well, we thought, what a better time, you know, to do this in conjunction with National Travel and Tourism Week, our business after hours, because I think it's going to be a pretty happening place on the 5th, and again, you know, we invite anyone that wants to come and just see our facility and see what we do and talk to us. You know, we're going to have information here. Hopefully we've put out our annual events guide. It's at the printer right now, so I'm hoping we'll have it back next week to be able to share, you know, some of the exciting events that are going on, you know, for 2016 and 2017, and, you know, even be here to talk about some of our new marketing that we're going to be doing, and maybe even hopefully a sneak peek of our visitor's guide, too. Hopefully we'll have, you know, something to show everyone next week as well.
By the way, that old post office, that's been closed for a while?
Yeah, it's been closed for a while. At least since I have been here, it has been closed. I've been, you know, executive director for about 3 years now, and it's been closed since I've been here. I know it's something, you know, they've been working, and you work as you have money, and when money runs out, you've got to make some more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what they've been doing.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I just, again, I just invite everyone, you know, to come, you know, spread the message, spread the word for National Travel and Tourism Week, and I hope everyone's just as excited as I am, you know, to experience this week, and again, you know, if anybody has questions as to what we do or how we're going to do things, you know, I encourage them to come to that business after hours and, you know, talk to all of our industry partners that will be there and, you know, business owners and, you know, and let's kick it off because we're going to have another great year.
Thanks, Brittany. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Jim.